Thank you, operator, for the introduction. I will not repeat what has been said already, and so let's proceed with the presentation, which will be given, as usual, by the CEO, Mr. František Řezáč.
Good afternoon.
And the CFO, Mr. Marián Rašík.
Good afternoon.
For those of you who don't have the presentation in front of you, you will find it on our website in section Investors and Media, subsection Financial Results and Presentation. After the presentation, we will proceed with a Q&A session. Now let me hand over to Mr. Řezáč.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, again. The results for the second quarter are quite solid and comparable with the results for the first quarter of this year. The external factors such as polymer prices or stock option plan revaluation, which sometimes cause considerable fluctuation of our results, didn't have a significant impact in the second quarter. Our operational performance was thus driven by good production levels achieved due to the absence of any major issues or disruptions. Also, the sales in the first half of this year were a bit higher compared to the previous year. In light of both strong production and sales volumes, the level of finished goods inventory remained unchanged at near optimal levels. The polymer prices seem to be fairly stabilized at the moment, and there is currently no indication that they should move dramatically by the end of the year. Now I will hand over to Marián, who will guide you through the financial part.
Thank you, František. Good afternoon once more to all of you. So let me take you through the key highlights of the second quarter. Our revenue in the second quarter amounted to 51.6 million euro, which is in line with the same period last year. The sales were negatively impacted by the year-on-year decline in polymer prices, while the sales in tons grew in the year-on-year comparison. EBITDA reached 11.2 million euro, up by 25.5% year-on-year. The effect playing the major role in the year-on-year comparison was the revaluation of stock option plan, which had a significantly negative effect on the second quarter 2015 results, as opposed to only a slightly negative effect of 0.5 million euro in the last quarter. Production levels were similar in the comparable periods and reached almost 26 kilotons. Regarding the production, I believe it is important to mention that a regular annual shutdown has so far been performed only on one production line, and so we can expect slightly lower production volumes in the coming quarters. Net profit for the second quarter amounted to 7.1 million euro, which meant an increase in year-on-year comparison. The biggest impact on net profit was caused by the appreciation of US dollar against euro, which was reflected in the unrealized FX gains. Now let me skip the next slide and take a look at the more detailed statement of comprehensive income. Operational performance was good in the second quarter, and the main aspects have already been pointed. With respect to other items below EBITDA, the depreciation expense remained stable because there were no major additions to or disposals from the fixed asset base. The moderate year-on-year increase was attributable to the appreciation of the Czech crown against euro in the comparable period. The appreciation of US dollar had a positive impact on the unrealized FX gains that were mainly attributable to the revaluation of the intracompany loan provided to the Egyptian subsidiary. The net figure of 1.7 million euro gain for the second quarter 2016 corresponds with almost 3% appreciation of the dollar against euro between the end of the first and end of the second quarter 2016. Interest expense was up in the year-on-year comparison mainly due to the increase in the volume of external debt. Also, the second quarter of 2016 was the last quarter to reflect the interest from the outstanding interest rate swaps, which previously hedged the bank loans. As a result of the interest rate swap maturing in June this year, the interest expenses will decline by about 0.5 million euro per quarter from third quarter of 2016. The income tax for the second quarter 2016 represented an income of 0.2 million euro. The positive amount was due to the changes in deferred tax, which represented a revenue of 0.9 million euro, while the current income tax expense held relatively stable at 0.7 million euro in the second quarter. The deferred tax revenue was mainly attributable to the changes in the fair value of the derivatives, which are accounted for under the hedge accounting principle. Now, slide number 8. Referring to the revenue breakdown, the development in sales split by products shows a stable proportion with the majority of sales realized in the hygiene segment. The split by geography shows a decline in the deliveries to countries outside Europe, which reflects the customer mix and their needs that determine the production plans to be supplied. On the next slide, we can see the cost composition. You can say that in the comparable period, there was naturally affected by the decrease in the polymer prices, and so the weight of polymer expense in the cost structure shows a minor decline. Staff costs were positively affected by the lower impact of the stock option plan revaluation, and its weight thus dropped by about 1% point. With respect to electricity, the favorable development in the prices of power electricity contributed positively to the company's operational results because electricity represents one of the major inputs. On the next slide, we can see the statement of financial position. As far as the balance sheet is concerned, I would mainly like to comment on the net debt figure, which went down by almost 3 million euro during the second quarter and by almost 20 million euro since the end of 2015. The actual net debt EBITDA ratio stands at 3.17. At the same time, I must draw your attention to the fact that the most of the interest payments are due in July and November, and the dividend payment is to be executed in October. Also, the CAPEX by the end of the year will reflect the completion of the warehouse and production hall in Znojmo, as well as an advance payment for the new production line to be located in Znojmo. As a result of that, I do not expect the net debt figure to be further reduced by the year of this, by the year end. Our cash position is currently strong, close to 40 million euro, and we are not using any bank credit facilities at this moment. Next slide, cash flow statement. Concerning the cash flow statement, it actually reflects what has already been pointed out, so let me skip to the next slide concerning the CAPEX development. Two ongoing major investments, namely the warehouse and production hall and the installation of the new Vico compact line in Znojmo, are the major users of the CAPEX budget in 2016. We have spent about 5.3 million euro on the production and warehousing capacity expansion projects and the remaining 1.2 million euro on the maintenance CAPEX. Now let me hand back over to František. We'll talk about the update of our guidance for the rest of the year and about the dividend payment.
Thank you, Marian. The results achieved in the first half, 2016, met our expectations, and therefore I can confirm our guidance that we set for EBITDA this year within the range of 43 to 49 million euro. In terms of outlook for CAPEX, we are comfortable not to exceed the given guidance of 25 million euro. Next slide, dividend. The annual general meeting held in June approved a dividend of 1.25 euro per share, or about 11.5 million euro in total. Assuming the dividend would not be paid out on the own shares held by the company, representing 5% of the basic capital, the total net dividend payout would amount to about 11 million euro. We believe that the proposed dividend provides our shareholders with an attractive return on their investment whilst it takes into consideration the benefit resulting from the realization of the share buyback program. Also, in the future, of course, subject to maintaining satisfactory financial performance and the absence of other attractive opportunities, we would like to continue with a progressive dividend policy. That is the end of our presentation, and we are now ready to answer your questions.
Thank you. As a reminder for everyone, if you wish to ask a question, you'll need to press star and one on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced. If you wish to cancel the request, you may press the hash key. Once again, if you have any questions, you may press star and one. And your first question, it comes from the line of Peter Prisam. Your line's open.
Hello, maybe you can give an update on the South Africa development. So there was some statement from you that you are looking for opportunities there, so maybe you can just describe what is the status and what are the plans. Thank you.
Thank you. The project in South Africa would be pretty interesting, Pegas. We prepared some feasibility study. Based on this feasibility study, Pegas board decided to continue and to proceed. We founded a new company in South Africa, and we started the process to buy the land. At the same moment, we started some discussion with our clients who are already in South Africa. And based on these discussions or negotiations, we will make the decision whether we will put the line in Africa or not. Now, it means that if we are welcome in Africa, then we would like to go there.
Okay, so you already bought the land or?
We started because we identified the land. It was decided in June. The respective land, it is in, let's say, Western Cape state. And there is some process which we need to go through, and it would take, I think, several months, up to 6 months, we were told. It means that there is some procedure which we need to follow. And at the same time, we are in negotiation with our potential customers. It means that the next information related to this project, where we are and or which direction we believe we should go, you can get in November. There will be the announcement of third quarter results. If something important, we will release this information earlier, of course.
Okay, and with regards to the capacity of the line, is it similar to the Egyptian line that you set up, or maybe you can comment on these plans as well?
Okay, in this case, we would like to use our new compact technology, which we developed recently, which we originally expected to install in Egypt, and then we reconsidered that and the line should be installed in the Czech Republic in Znojmo. It means that the line, the capacity of the line should be around 10,000 tons, and it is flat floor installation technology. It means that there should be a simple building, and we can easily put the line into standard building. It means that the total capex should be lower than if you install big production line.
Okay. And is there any of your existing clients nearby, as was the case in Egypt, or you would need to ship the product?
I'm sorry, I didn't catch it.
In case of Egypt, you had one of your major customers located quite near your plant. Is it the case also in South Africa, or you would need to ship the product longer distances?
In South Africa, the situation is a little bit different because there are several very important producers of hygiene products. They are already established there. They have their business. It means that the B would like to get their current business. You know, it is a little bit different different approach than in case of Egypt. But
thank you.
The product should be placed, our product should be placed in South Africa mainly.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, and once again, if you wish to ask again, please press star and one on your telephone. And there are no further... By the way, we have another question that comes from the line of Peter Bartek. Your line is open.
Good afternoon. I would have one question to revenues. The share of Egypt or the ex-European sales in revenues is declining compared to the other two regions in Europe. Can you talk a little bit about the developments in Egypt and demand in the region and maybe competitive landscape there?
Mm-hmm. You know, there is some there is a slide which shows the let's say geographical split of our sales. Finally, it is about the decision of our customers where they would like or where they wish to have our products. It means that for us it's very important that our capacity is sold out, and then of course there might be some changes in our product mix and of course in allocation plan. Not everything which is shown as in other regions, it isn't only Egypt, because we supply some customers in South America, in North America, in Asia. It means that there is some fluctuation, and I think that to summarize that the Egyptian line now is utilized, all our lines are utilized, and sometimes you can see these fluctuations, but the most important is the sales itself and decision of our clients. It is that decision.
Thank you.
Thank you. And your next question comes from the line of Bob Trumpotter. Your line is open.
Hello there, this is Bob from JNT. Thanks for the presentation. Just one quick question. At the end of your presentation, you commented your full year targets. Can you share us also your view about your production?
I think that Marian already said during his part or speech of that the production should be a little bit lower because in the first half there was the regular maintenance made only on one production line, and we operate more production lines. It means that recently we finished the regular maintenance on line number 10, or latest line installed in the Czech Republic. There will be the maintenance on line in Egypt. It means that there will be lower figures than in the first half, and I think that not significantly, but there will be.
Thank you.
Thank you, and there are no further questions at this time, John.
Okay, then if there are no other questions, then we would like to thank you for your attention and have a nice evening.